This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My main talk today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and look at this, it could not come from a better source. He is the one who gave us five keys for victory. From the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة. Oh, you believe, when you are in jihad, when you are fighting and you met the army, what should we do, ya Allah? Number one, فثبتوا فثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وأطيعوا الله والرسول ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. Five things for victory. Number one, but there's a point before number one. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة. You did something. You actually did something. You're not sitting from here and screaming and yelling. You actually did go and do something. When you meet the enemy, what should we do, ya Allah? Number one, be steadfast. Do not run, no matter how bad things get. Do not run and leave the battlefield. And the thabat, being steadfast, is only from Allah. Only. Notice in every battle in the Quran, the people of Talut, when they were asking, when they met Jalut and they saw the huge army, what did the dua that they made? رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَإِيش وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ إِنْ آلِ عمران رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Always the thabat only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the thabat on the deen, for us to stay Muslimin, and for us to stay firm in our deen, we have to constantly beg Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us steadfast. The next thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to do, while even, subhanallah, even in the battlefield, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, a little bit, no, كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. While you are in the battlefield, we always hear the Sahaba stories that their Allahu Akbar used to scare the enemy. Because they're remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah said, remember Allah abundantly. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Ya Allah, we're fighting. Yes, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Constantly remember Allah. Make dua of thabat. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You will be successful. Third, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah. Wallahi, this is not only in the battlefield. If you think about those five things, they are for the community. They are for your and my family. Every time we need success in any matter, these are the five things. Be firm. Second, remember Allah constantly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, the matters of the deen are immense, are too many. Siyam, this, that, this. What should I, tell me something easy to do. He said, keep your tongue busy with remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. And this is one of the biggest problem. This is what led us to where we are right now, because there's no more obedience to Allah and to His Messenger. We are very weak. Or maybe we just do the obligation and we are forgetting about the prohibition. We still, you see, I've mentioned this so many times, that we have narrowed the deen only to praying and fasting. If I pray and fast, I'm done. That's it. This is the deen. Praying and fasting. My weddings, un-Islamic. My funeral, un-Islamic. My treatment with others, un-Islamic. My business, un-Islamic. But I pray and I fast. This is Islam. أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ in everything to the best of your ability. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered you to do, do as much as you can. And whatever he prohibited, you stay away from it. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. And then comes, subhanAllah, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. And this is exactly why we are here. And do not dispute among each other. Do not fight. What is the Khalifa? Oh, is he going to be a Pakistani? Or a Bengali? Or an Arabi? No, we want an Arabi Khalifa. Okay, let's delay the Khilafah. You're going to keep fighting and arguing about everything. And that fighting and arguing, only it will lead to فَتَفْشَلُ فَشَلْ. You will lose. Who's saying this? Allah. When you start arguing and disputing constantly, this is what's happening in our Muslim ummah right now, all the leaders fighting and arguing. فَتَفْشَلُ وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And all your energy, all your courage, all your bravery is gone. Because you constantly dispute. You constantly argue. Similarly, also on a family level, what was the main problem in the families? Is the constant argument with the wife. Constant argument, all of a sudden, Sheikh, we want a divorce. Wasbiru. And the last advice from Allah, be patient. SubhanAllah. Wasbiru. All that needs patience, ya akhwan. We are all, you know, upset, and we are seeing all these images, and we are very upset, and we want to do something. When Fir'aun was slaughtering the babies, it was for years, right? Were their mothers crying when they're seeing their babies being slaughtered? Just like we are crying right now. Did Allah stop Fir'aun instantly? No. He made Musa to be born. And he made Musa to grow in the house of his biggest enemy. Until Musa became حتى بلغ أشده. Until he became 40. And he became a messenger. And then after that, Fir'aun lost. 40 years. So this is where the sabr come. Be patient. Victory needs sacrifice. Unfortunately, we are not the ones sacrificing. They are the ones sacrificing. But definitely, the victory is coming, right? And it needs sacrifice. They are sacrificing. It's coming. Fir'aun did not die the next day he slaughtered the baby. It came after a very long time. Wasbiru, inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. And Allah told us, and I will end with this, subhanAllah. Now this is all in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 45 and 46. All those five things, they are in those two surahs. Listen to that, like as if you're watching a movie. Allah is telling us what happened in Surah Al-Ahzab. وَإِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنون هنالك ابتلي المسلمون والمؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا. الله اكبر. Look, first he gave us the physical atmosphere. They are coming from above you, they are coming from below you. And then he gave us the, if you look at me from the outside, what happened? وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ. You see me, my eyes are going wild. What's happening inside, ya Allah? وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. First, outside. Second, external appearance. Third, inside, what's happening? The hearts became as far as the throat. And then, what am I thinking about? وَتُظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. And you start doubting Allah. Look, everything was covered in this ayah. Everything. وَهُنَالِكَ. Oh, at that time, the believers were shaken violently. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Imagine, the messenger is saying, when Allah's help is going to come? أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. The victory from Allah is near. We always keep reminding ourselves and giving ourselves hope. And because this is the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're not supposed, ya akhwan, khalas, we are done, we are doomed. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whomsoever say that the Muslims are doomed, he's the first one who's doomed. We will be victorious, bi-idhnillah. Just be patient. And if you notice, I will end with this. look at the five keys from Allah. Did you notice something? All five about you. You, be steadfast. You, remember Allah. You, obey Allah and His Prophet. You, do not fight with your brothers. You, be patient. Nothing mentioned about the power and the strength of the adu, of the enemy. All Allah is ordering us, you want victory? You change. You. It's all about us change. And this is where we're having a problem. We don't want to change. We do not want to change. We want to see change. I saw a beautiful picture yesterday, a man standing and a huge crowd in front of him. Who wants change? Everybody raised his hand. Who wants to change? It was so meaningful. Who wants change? Who wants to change? I'll see you tomorrow, Sheikh. Fajr is very hot. I can't fast on Monday. It's 5:30 Maghrib. When it becomes 3 o'clock, I'll fast, inshallah. When Fajr is at 11, call me. Ya Habibi, we have to change. Change on a personal level. And then, wallahi, you will see the change coming from Allah Azza wa Jal. See you at 6:15 tomorrow at Fajr, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.